The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Welcome to the show that we're doing right now.
What the hell are we doing on this show?
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Let's go.
What is this?
Who else but
the Q?
It's showtime! Gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Gentlemen, welcome to the Q, of course. My name is Mark Bland, and you are listening to the absolute best pop culture, current events, and current affairs show east and west of that Mississippi River, hailing from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, and worldwide at theqnow.com. Oh, my goodness. It is a huge day. And ladies and gentlemen, as usual, joining me today, my producer, the main man himself, Producer Bobby. How you doing, Producer Bobby?
I am doing amazing.
We've got a huge show today. Kenny Kynes is going to be joining us today to discuss comedy and life. Michael Brown's parents go to the UN for help, and we will talk about that. And stores are opening at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving this year. I find this just total BS.
Oh, they're opening earlier.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on. We're going to talk about all of that, but it's that time of the year again. And welcome to the Q. You're listening to us on 1420 WINI and 1380thex.com, respectively. By the way, a little bit. Today's show presented by photo.com. That's photo with an F, FOTO.com,
yep.
Where you can get 75 free 4x6 prints just for signing up. These guys treat us really well. We want you guys to get out there and treat them really well. I know I sound a little bit under the weather, but that's okay because I do my best. I do my best whenever I know that all you people out there need to get entertained every single week and you want to hear really good, moderate, liberal discussion and talk and pop culture and all that great stuff. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
We have a new time slot on 1420 WINI.
We do.
That's right. We are on Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m. now, Central Standard Time. So mark that down if you're in Southern Illinois in the Missouri area down there in the South. 1420, that's News Talk 1420. .com.
Yep.
Newstalk1420.com. Yeah. And that's every single Saturday from, 8 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Perfect.
So how's your week been, bud?
It's been really good. A lot of stuff going on. Just family and I are kind of planning a small, we've never gone on vacation.
Never.
My wife and I, in all the years that we've been together, we've never been on vacation. We've taken like a little, like business trips before for other things that I've done. So we've gone and done that stuff. We did like a little family retreat, I guess you could say. But my brother was with us, so it wasn't really like a vacation for her and I or my family, you know, meaning her and the kids and myself. So this next year we're trying to figure things out and plan that. And then
get down to Cancun, man. All-inclusive,
well,
bro.
I was thinking about Cancun, but, you know, with three kids and they're younger, I don't have anybody that can watch them for a week or whatever for me and my wife to go.
Right.
So I was looking at, you know, I was like, oh, dude, it'd be cool just to take the kids with you because there's a lot of all-inclusive and there's things for the kids to do. But after seeing the prices, I was like, we'll drive to, like, Nashville.
Cancun is not one of those take-the-kids type places.
No.
I'm sorry. It just isn't. You know,
I wouldn't go with the kids. But there's a lot of resorts that have, like, kid things to do on them, and they know when you go down to Cancun, like you're really going for like a retreat for you and your wife or you and your significant other. So they have daycares that have certain times, and the times are only during the evening time so that parents can go out and like go to dinner, go kind of go and do their own thing, go to a club or something like that. So Cancun, the people down there, they really know, you know, how to take care of that.
They understand. They get it.
So
we also have a huge situation going on here at the studio. We have NHL 2015 on the PS4 just rocking in the background. Oh, my goodness. And you and me, we have a serious rivalry going. Because we had one night where we scored like a gajillion goals. And
I'm pretty sure we scored 40 goals total.
Bobby ended up winning. He ended up winning that entire night.
I was losing 7-2.
We talked about it on the last show. 7-2. He came back and ended up winning 8-7 in overtime. I was so pissed off because
basically, I'm a huge Philadelphia Flyers fan. I like the Blues too. They're cool. But I'm a huge Philadelphia Flyers fan. I was using the Flyers. I ended up getting beat. I can't remember. Winnipeg, Arizona. He was using the old Winnipeg Jets jersey.
The Jets.
And took me out. So tonight, maybe, or today, in between these different breaks of the show, we might be playing a little NHL 2015, and we could have live explanations to you guys. So
one thing I've always wanted to do was have, like, put it out on the air. Like, if you think you can beat us.
Yeah, if you think you can take us on.
Give us a call. 347-974-0958. 347-974-0958. Challenge us.
Yeah, also, if you feel like you have anything you want to talk about, whether it be the Ferguson stuff, we're going to talk a little Ferguson stuff tonight, as usual. I mean, as we get closer and closer to the announcement of the verdict on this situation, I think that it's imperative that we stay true. I mean, we are in St. Louis.
Right.
This is the hottest story that's going on in this town. Period. Point blank. And probably the Midwest for the most part.
Right.
And it feels like a pin is about to drop it. And it, like, you can hear a pin drop.
It's palpable.
You could cut the tension in the air because I don't know, man. We'll talk a little bit about that with Kenny Kynes later.
The other thing I was going to say is Tuesday is my daughter's birthday.
Ah.
So she will be turning four. That's part of what the whole thing.
CC or JoJo?
CC. She'll be four.
CC.
That's the big thing, too, with the whole vacation. The time frame that I want to go is, like, right in between Jordan and my son Brayden's birthday. So it'll be Brayden's first birthday, Jordan's third birthday. And they kind of get shunned because it's, like, it's separate from all the other, like, big holidays and stuff like that. So they don't really get to, you know, big birthday parties and stuff like that.
I get it. You know, we all have children that deal with this.
Yeah. So I thought it would be cool. Hey, for their birthday, why don't we go down to, like, Florida or something for their birthday and just make it, like, kind of the birthday gift for Jordan and Brayden that year.
Fair enough. I think that's a good idea, you know. But then CC feels like, oh, I didn't get a cool big birthday like this. So, like, it's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
All right, I got a few things I want to rant on a little bit here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so check it out. The other day, I'm cruising down the highway, all right? Okay. By the way, don't forget, we are presented by photo.com.
F-O-T-O.com.
That's right. Edgy, controversial talk radio. All for you guys out there. I'm going down the highway, right?
Okay.
Now, in St. Louis, like other cities we've talked about this before, they have the diamond lanes, which is the fast lane, what we call in St. Louis the fast lane, in the Midwest the fast lane, the passing lane, the far left lane.
Did you know it's actually illegal to travel more than a quarter of a mile in that lane?
Yes, I do understand that. But in St. Louis, we tend to just bypass that completely. Yeah, like, there's people that just drive in that lane, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not like the other major cities that have that specifically designed as a carpool lane. Or anything like that.
Is it designated in other cities?
In other cities, like in California, I actually got pulled over because we only had two passengers in the carpool lane, and you're supposed to have three or more to be a carpool. Like, they don't
That's
consider two.
Weird. I didn't
two
know that.
Is just regular lanes. Well, it's also six lanes wide. So they got six lanes wide, and they got two lanes on the left, four lanes open, and then two lanes on the left are for carpool. They call them double dime. When we got pulled over by the police officer, he goes, so you don't respect the law or something? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? And he goes, you only have two passengers. You're in the far left lane. That's the carpool lane, as you know. And I think the rule's the same in every state. And I'm like, we don't have those in St. Louis. He goes, yes, you do. I was like, no, in the state of Missouri, we do not have carpool lanes. He goes, yeah, you do. And we got into this discussion. I'm like, you're from California, dude. You don't get out to St. Louis and Missouri all that often. And we're not the only state that doesn't.
You're part of LAPD. You're not part of the STLPD.
Well, they don't even have that. They don't even have it when you go to, like, Tennessee and Nashville and stuff like that. They don't have carpool lanes. They just have the left lane is usually considered a passing lane. Okay, so here's my point. I'm in the passing lane, the far left lane, what we call the fast lane in St. Louis. Would you agree that that's what is the typical nomenclature for that lane is the fast lane?
That's the lane that everybody thinks it's okay to go like 30 over and not get pulled over.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm doing 70 in that lane.
Okay.
Cruising at 70 miles an hour.
That's typical.
Here's a guy who comes up on my butt flying, starts doing the flick in the lights, starts doing the honking. Then he just does the whip around me at about 80 past me, cuts in really hard, and flips me off out the window. Here's my problem, and this is why I got the bitch on this situation, okay?
Yeah.
The bitch is, I'm already doing 70, which is 10 over. That's, first off, you get a 10 over speeding ticket in the state of Missouri, or in St. Louis specifically, depending on the municipality, it's going to cost you a few bucks.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 over. I'm already doing 10 over in that lane. you come up doing 15 to 20 over and you're angry at me. And it's like, isn't 10 over enough already?
Right.
Isn't 10 over enough? Like where is this unit? Who's that guy, Bobby?
Well, that's
where do we stand on this guy? Is this guy a D-bag?
Oh, yeah. And he's probably the same guy that puts a bow on the front of his vehicle. Or at least his girlfriend's vehicle.
Okay, that's okay. Oh, you just brought that. Okay, so we agree that this guy's a D-bag.
Correct.
Hey, if you're in the fast lane and somebody's already doing 10 over, just go by them. Like, pull into the lane that's not for passing.
Right.
Pass them, but don't say anything. Don't flick your lights. Don't be that guy.
Right.
We got to ask Dan Walsh when he gets here, because Dan Walsh is going to be here in a little bit along with Kenny Kynes. We got to ask Dan Walsh what his opinion on that is, okay?
Dan's like, I'm that guy that drives in that lane.
You just brought up one of my other biggest pet peeves. There is a lady on Twitter that I follow who follows me, who's a friend of mine. Her name is Danny, okay? Nice lady, really cool. No beefs. You know, everybody's got a beef with Mark Bland. I've got right. No beefs with Danny. So the other day, she tweets out of nowhere. She tweets out, hey, is it too early to put the bow tie, the Christmas bow tie, on the front of the SUV or the car? And mind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is, what, the second week or third, or starting the third week of November?
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet. So we haven't even gotten to Black Friday and all that to start the Christmas shopping and holiday season, technically.
Right.
Evidently, she sees this. Now, on my way into the station, SUV, cruising down the highway, coming
with
up
a big fat bow tie.
Coming up from behind me, black Escalade, big giant. I mean, seriously, like 32-inch TV large, you know, sizable, yeah. Like 26 to 30-inch TV large style bow tie on the front of the SUV. Where do we stand on this guy? This guy is not, he's not breaking the law. He's not trying to pass me in the fast lane or anything like that.
Well, if
this guy
already
is just that arrogant that he feels that everyone in the world needs to know that his truck and he represent Christmas or represent the holiday season in some massive way that they don't. They're just that tool. And it's always someone who's got a lot of money.
Okay, well.
It's never some. Listen. It's never the Gremlin, the 72 Gremlin cruising down the street with the 26-inch bow tie on the front of it, okay?
You're not going to see the Corvette
Stingray. It's always the Audi Q7. You know, it's always the Audi A8. It's always the person who's got the Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited Eddie Bauer Edition. It's always the guy who's got the really nice house in whatever subdivisions that are close to you in your town that you live in listening to the show.
When he puts his car in the shop, he's got to have the Infiniti.
Got to have the Infiniti sound system on it. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Okay.
This guy is not... don't get me wrong. Those Bose sound systems, they sound good.
No, hold on. You messaged me earlier in the week and you said, this week we're for sure doing game on, game off. So now...
I completely forgot about that, by the way.
Well, then that's perfect because you just ruined my game off, which was Christmas and Christmas music prior to Thanksgiving. Okay? I am sick and tired. There are some people that already have their damn Christmas tree up, lit. They have the lights on the house. They have everything already set and ready for Christmas. It's not Thanksgiving yet. You haven't even had your turkey.
Yeah, I don't...
There are people that put the tree up on October 30th. Why are we putting trees up already?
I don't understand these people. Seriously. Get your stupid bow tie off the front of your freaking car. Literally. Just don't... First off, I don't care how much you love Christmas. Screw Christmas. I like Christmas myself, but screw Christmas when it comes to you and the stupid big fat bow tie on the front of your $80,000 or $90,000. Listen, there are people in LA, they have Lamborghinis that are worth $250,000.
And
they don't put a bow tie on the front of their car. It's only in towns where it snows and it's cold and they it just
and
I
people are stupid.
I don't understand. I get it. You're important to your friends. You're super duper important to the world. I understand who you think you are. I understand this. But I don't care that you're the number one mortgage banker in the city of St. Louis. That doesn't mean nothing to me. That doesn't help me out. I'm not knocking your job and saying you're a bad person for having that job. What I'm saying is you flashing your money around, because what that is, that bow tie, that is a way
it's
to...
It's not even a sign of Christmas. It's a sign of,
I've made
check
it.
Out what I've got.
Check out what I've got.
Look I don't at, go ranting around going, look at my PS4.
Yeah, Which we have.
With NHL 2K15.
TV's on right now. NHL 2015, the Booyah. PS4. That's what we do here at the show. We do that, but we don't put a big bow tie on the front of it. Yes. Yes, while you all go to your jobs and work horrible schedules that you hate, and I respect the hell out of all of you for getting up every single morning, busting your butt, 6 o'clock in the morning, getting to work, working until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I understand. I respect you for it. But this is how we do it, man. We love the PS4, okay?
Absolutely.
We're jamming on that 25th. When we get Kenny Kynes in here, which he's going to be in here in just a little bit, when we get Kenny Kynes in here, we're going to ask him about that. Because you know what? I think everybody would like to have a PS4 at the work. I think so. I think everybody would like to be. I feel that Kenny Kynes, Walsh, all the comedians, mm-hmm. I feel that like those guys would like to be on stage, right? And you have like the 100
with
people.
The controller.
You got the 100 people over here, right? But right above their head, right next to the light where they flash you to tell you to get off stage,
yep,
they've got like a 50-inch high def Madden going on there. You know what I'm saying? And he is just playing, cracking jokes at everybody.
They're like, dude, I'll check out that deke I just did.
Yeah, exactly. Half the crowd, if they don't like your jokes, they'll start paying attention to your game. Your game might be sick. You might be one of those guys that gets into the top 10 in the nation. You know what I'm saying?
You might lose 8-7 in overtime.
You might lose 8-7 in overtime. Why would you kick me while I'm down, man? I can't believe this. I cannot believe that you would just kick me while I'm down, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you forget to mention to everybody the other day when we got together how I squashed you best out of 5-3-0?
I don't remember
squashed you hard, yeah.
I don't remember that.
In fact,
happening.
You took a 6-1 loss. You took a 6-1 loss.
I think
with the New York Rangers, by the way.
I think you're exaggerating.
The New York Rangers took out that game. That's all I'm saying. And that's Dan Walsh's favorite team.
Well, that's fine.
Dan Walsh loves Mike Richter. He loves goalies. He just loves the world.
I bet Dan Walsh won't beat me, though.
Oh, I don't know if Dan Walsh will be. We'll have to see if Kenny Kynes is into that, you know? I mean, you got Madden over there, but I'm a big NHL guy. I get it.
I haven't played my Madden since I got this NHL game.
So we've bitched about the bow tie people.
Correct.
Shut your bow tie. Oh, and you know who else?
Shut your
you know
bow
who
tie.
Else? You know who else while we're on the bow tie?
Shut your
you
bow tie.
You know who else we got while we're on the bow tie? The guy who leaves the Christmas lights up all year. That dude, you know what I'm saying? He unconnects them, leaves them up all year, and then come around, you know, the week before Thanksgiving, plugs that bad boy in. He's ready to go. He doesn't get on the ladder like the rest of us. He doesn't put in the time having to choose the right day so it's not too cold and windy.
I don't know
why.
Hot,
you know?
I don't know why, but I feel like Dan Walsh would do that, though.
I don't know if Dan Walsh would do that. It doesn't
like
make
Dan,
sense.
I feel like Dan would just be like, oh, look, guys, it's festive.
What's worse? The guy who leaves the Christmas lights up all year and then just plugs them in like right at Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Or the person who never takes down their Christmas tree until the summer? Which
the
guy?
The person that doesn't take the tree down.
Oh, my.
Because the lights you could pass off as like New Year stuff, like festive for the New Year.
I also
like,
don't
you
like
pass
those
the
people
lights off
that,
for other stuff.
That put up the red, white, and blue ones for 4th of July. They put up the purple and orange ones for Halloween. And then, of course, the Christmas lights for Christmas.
Right.
Those people get on my nerves.
They just interchange
They put the inflatable
bulb.
Turkey out for Thanksgiving as if that's something. As if the pumpkin just sitting on the hay bale is not enough.
And then for Christmas, they've got, like, you know, the snow globe. They've got Frosty the Snowman. They've got Santa hanging from the tree. My favorite one ever is there's a picture, and it's a guy who says that his wife asked him to go and decorate for Christmas.
Sure.
So he didn't want to have to put up a whole bunch of lights, so he just puts one strand of light from the gutter hanging down, being held by the Grinch, and he's like, look, I decorated.
That's ridiculous.
Just because he didn't want to have to decorate the whole house.
Absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe that.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Christmas annoys me.
You know what? I got this story here. I don't want to get into it now because we only got a couple of minutes before we hit the break. You know, we do a lot of ranting. We do a lot of complaining on this show.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm going to, or today, whatever, whenever you're listening to this, I am going to be doing a little bit of, we're going to do a little more Ferguson talk. I prefaced it earlier.
Just a little.
I feel like with Kenny coming in here, that's another aspect of the entertainment world that we don't talk to about things of that nature too often.
Right.
You know, so I want to get his opinion on some of this stuff. I've got to talk about Mike Brown's mom going to the UN, which me and Dan Walsh are going to have it out on that live on the show here. It's going to become a fisticuffs thing.
But we've also, Yeah, I can't wait to hear what Dan's opinion is on Mike Brown's parents going to Geneva.
Yeah, he's the one. We'll explain it live on the show.
But. And by the way, I just want to let everyone know I love Dan Walsh. Dan and I had a nice little disagreement this past week on Facebook.
What was your disagreement about?
Sandy Hook.
What?
That Sandy Hook didn't exist.
Why do you keep going down that road, man?
I actually have proof from someone sending me some
information. You don't have proof. You got some random conspiracy website that just throws some crap out there and says, hey, these five-year-olds didn't die.
I have proof from a very reputable source.
What?
You
got to be more specific, dude. I'm not going to get into a long Sandy Hook discussion on the show again.
But also, too, we're going to play a little game today. We're gonna
you got a challenge for us?
We're going to play a little quiz bowl.
I completely forgot about Game On, Game Off. Completely forgot about it. It's
okay. If you forgot about Game On, Game Off, we're going to play a little...
Game Off PS4 live on the air.
No, that's Game On, bro.
That's what I said. All right, Game On.
Game On.
Game On.
Game Off. Not having a PS4
Game
in
off
the studio.
Talking about Sandy Hook live on Facebook. That's Game Off.
But we're going to play a little quiz bowl action.
Quiz bowl?
We're
going to
see how smart the room is.
Well, we're going to we can't just sideline our guest, Kenny, like that, dude. Just out of nowhere.
Kenny is going to be smart.
I'm not saying Kenny's not smart. What I'm saying is that we can't just, like, have a game, throw him into the mix and expect, like, what if you... Quiz bowl.
I have heard that Kenny is a very intelligent man, and I heard comedians are very intelligent, so Kenny is going to put it to truth.
You do know he's black, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that happened.
Maybe I should rethink this.
Yeah, that's my whole point. That's my whole point here. That's my whole point. No, I'm just joking. Was I?
Have you been to Geneva lately, Kenny?
Kenny's not even here. See, you're talking.
I know.
Just, the ghost of Kenny's not even here, and you're talking to him like he's live in the studio. It's ridiculous.
It was a rhetorical question.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's about time for us to hit the bottom of the break. I want to say, first off, that we are presented every single week by photo.com. Bobby, if I could have gone, I took pictures, right? Remember, I took pictures of the NHL game where I had the Rangers destroy your team, okay? I sent them to Dan Walsh. And my thing is if I would have grabbed these pictures, went to FOTO.com, to photo.com, loaded them up, I could have sent Kenny, Dan, you, your wife, your brother, your uncle. Your uncle who loves you so much, your uncle, pictures of the screenshot of me destroying you. Yeah, that would have happened because I'm that kind of a guy. I would have done that to you.
I would have also made sure I screenshot my 8-7 win.
Oh, that's not,
in overtime.
That's not very nice against the Flyers. Yeah, I get it. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know, there's a lot of things coming up with Thanksgiving as well as the rest of the holidays, including Christmas and New Year's. Lots of photos are going to be taken. You want to remember those moments forever. You want to keep that in mind forever.
Remember your vacations and your kids' birthdays.
That's right. So if you go to photo.com, FOTO.com, you'll get 75 free 4x6 prints just for signing up. Have all those memories in a book right there. Even if you lose your phone, even if anything bad happens, you'll always have your book of pictures and all those memories right there. We're going to take a quick break here on The Cue. When we come back, more with myself, producer Bobby, Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex, as well as our friend Kenny Kynes will be joining us in just a few. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Cue, of course. My name is Mark Bland, and you are listening to us live at 1380thex.com. It's 1420 WINI. A little OPP to bring us back here on the show. And we are joined once again by two special people.
Smoking!
The Polar Vortex. Dan Walsh is in the house. What's going on, Dan Walsh?
Nothing much, man.
How have you been, man?
Good.
You've been okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. You sound really excited to be here.
Dude, I've been getting needles shoved into me all day, so I'm kind of...
Don't be lethargic, dude. Come on, man. Like, cheer up. A little happier.
I'm good. I just, you know when that happens for like hours, you're just like, you kind of go into like a euphoric, like your adrenaline takes over. And
yeah,
you're just,
I get
you. You're kind of like calm. I just feel really chill and relaxed right now.
Also, joining us right now, a comedian extraordinaire, one of our favorite people in the St. Louis area, as well as a national comedian himself, Kenny Kynes. What's going on, Kenny?
What up?
Thank you so much for joining us today, bud.
Hey, man, I just want to start off by saying that the Michael Brown's parents went to New York, not Geneva.
They went to speak to the UN.
The UN.
Wait, no, didn't they go to Geneva?
Yeah, they went to Geneva.
Did they?
No, I think they went to Geneva.
I thought they went to the UN in New York.
No, they were going to go to Geneva, but what it was said was, from what I read, was like, no, like, don't, this is for international business, and they didn't want them there.
Okay. I was going to say, because it was originally planned for them to go to Geneva. That was the original plan.
That's a long trip.
I thought, you know, when you're making moves, you're going to make moves. You got to go where you got to go, right?
You got to put the hammer down, man.
You got to put the hammer down, dude. You got to do what you got to do.
That's what I read, so I don't even know how credible that is. But, yeah, I was told that whenever they went there, they were told, like, this is for international affairs, like, country against country, not for...
This isn't for domestic stuff.
Yeah, you got to go to... I mean, they probably went up to New York then to speak with, like, the actual United States-based office, the UN, but...
All right, well, we'll talk a little bit about that here in a minute, but Kenny Kynes.
Oh, man. Hi, everybody.
Oh, there he is. Man, he's just super happy now, isn't he, guys?
Guys, they didn't go to Geneva.
And listen, before we start the show, I just want to let you start off slow. Shut your mouth, white man. They didn't go to Geneva.
That was the worst opener ever.
What was that?
They went to New York, not Geneva.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Normally, I crush with that, you know?
You normally crush it. You just breaking down the walls on that bad boy.
And it's just all uphill after that.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on with the world of Kenny Kynes as of right now. How have you been, man?
Oh, man, Kenny Kynes has been great. I started speaking in third person.
Yes, okay.
Which I think
that's
is good. Really...
That's a good thing.
It's taking my game to the next level.
That's how you should... Like, listen, there's The Rock in pro wrestling. There's nobody on the comedy side that does the third person
thing. Kenny Kynes likes it. Kenny Kynes talks in third person.
And that's the bottom line. That's somebody else in there.
I heard Ricky Henderson used to do that in baseball.
Henderson had legit mental problems.
That Ricky would always... Like, in the locker room, he'd be like, Ricky doesn't like what you're doing.
Ricky doesn't like what you're doing. He's like Kenny Powers.
Ricky don't like curveballs. Ricky wants you to stop throwing those.
Did you see how Ricky stole two bases today?
Ricky got a step on you off first, didn't he? That's what he says to people. Yeah. So you should do that. You should be the Kenny Kynes.
What I should do is after every set, I should invite Lou Brock up on stage and tell him how much better of a comedian I am than he is.
Yeah, why not?
Did you see? All right, I remember this. I remember this distinctly. This is when Ricky Henderson broke the stolen bass record.
And he picked up the bass.
Okay,
he
up I the remember bass. That.
Lou
yeah.
Brock had been following him around for weeks.
To watch him break the record.
Like Mutual's family did with Mark McGuire.
Yeah, he followed him around.
And
you're talking about Maris.
Well, Maris.
Yeah, Roger Maris. Yeah, my bad.
So when he broke the record, Lou Brock was out there, and Ricky Henderson gives this speech about how much better of a bass dealer than he is than Lou Brock.
Did he really?
How I Lou Brock
that's so horrible. Why would you horrible. Do that to he somebody, was like, Lou man?
Brock was a baseball player, but now Ricky Henderson is the best.
Is and the I'm like, baseball player.
This dude follows you around. It's like real classy. So, yeah, that's why I love Ricky Henderson.
Awesome. Would you just imagine if Barry Bonds would have pulled the same thing? He'd have been like, listen, I know everybody's been hearing the words Balco a lot, but Alcaterra from the early 90s is what's really giving me my juice the proper way. I just want to let you know that Alcaterra...
Gigantic head.
Alcaterra is the best juicing company out there for all you sports athletes.
Or you could,
Balco's cool.
You could
cool.
always do like Jimmy Kimmel did for... I think he did this for like a year with the whole Matt Damon situation.
Oh, we
like,
talked about that on
was,
the show.
It was legit. Like
legit heat, yeah.
He had to bump Matt Damon one time.
One time, but then he started doing it on purpose.
But then he kept doing it on purpose. So the pun at the end of every show was, sorry, Matt Damon, we'll have to get you next time. We didn't have time for you. So then finally... Sarah Silverman comes on and does a song kind of thing.
Well, no. Before that happened, he actually had Matt on.
Oh, was it before?
And
the
he had
Silverman
Matt on right at the end. It was like the show not the show directly after the Academy Awards, but like a night or two after the Academy Awards. He has Matt Damon on in the last 5 minutes of the show. He asks him one question. As Matt Damon gets ready to answer, he says, "I'm sorry, we don't have time for it. We got to go." Damon flips out. It is hilarious. Damon flips out, throwing things on the stage, storms off, gone. Like, super pissed. Now, at the same time, this is where your part comes in. Jimmy Kimmel is dating Sarah Silverman, but it's starting to get out into the news that they're kind of having some problems, and there's the potential that they're going to break up. So, Sarah Silverman decides to come on the show because they were already scheduled to have her on. They broke up the week before.
Right.
But she was already scheduled. So, you know, it's the ex-girlfriend. She's already scheduled. It's like, all right, let's just suck this one up and do it, right? Brings her on. She went out of her way to film a video called I'm Effing Matt Damon. It is a 3.5 minute music video of her talking about effing Matt Damon. It is hilarious.
I missed all that.
It is super funny. But it is then, we'll show it to you off the air.
But
we'll
show it to you off the air. Finally, Matt Damon comes on for what?
He actually hosted. He actually hosted.
Oh, did he host?
Well, what happened was is that once Kimmel saw that and he realized he got roosted pretty hard, he decided to go get Ben Affleck. And he did one called I'm Effing Ben Affleck. So there's that music video because he's cheating on Matt Damon with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So then they kind of bury the hatchet and he actually hosted an entire show for him.
And then I know that Matt finally came on and actually was interviewed by Jimmy and they were like, hey, it's all good. And they did like a little bromance kind of segment.
So cool. Kenny Kynes is also a comedian.
That's very meta.
And you've been touring around? What have you been up to, man? Like you said, things have been going good, but have you been doing a lot of touring? You've been doing a lot of performing?
Not so much touring because I can't afford a bus.
But, right.
Yeah, I've had some pretty
A car would be considered touring still, wouldn't it?
No.
Mom works for an
I think you have to be able to fit more than two people in the car.
Do you feel like you need Master P to run your career? Like, if we got Master P with Lil White or the white guy that he had that was in the new No Limit Records, you get that guy?
I don't remember Lil White, man.
But no, seriously.
Like somebody I think if Kenny Kynes wanted a career back in like 2000.
No, Lil White's an actual rapper out of Memphis. He's actually with 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
But my point is, no, there's a white rapper that was a part of the new No Limit, right? After everybody else has kind of passed away and moved on with their life, Master P tries to keep the fires burning so he gets the new No Limit.
He has a mortgage to pay.
He does have a mortgage to pay.
You know?
Hey, he's got rap
Lil
snacks.
Lil Romeo is growing, rap man. Snacks, he's got to eat.
Hey, those rap snacks were good.
I saw a bag of rap snacks.
Rap
I didn't know
snacks are still out, and they're still amazing.
I didn't know they were still around. I saw a bag of rap snacks.
Bro, I love me some
on the shelves. I thought maybe a truck had like fallen over or something.
I love me some Lil
Romeo. They blew through the air like in a tornado and just got picked
maybe
up
maybe someone
and
just like raided a bunker, and this is all the food they had left. They're like, let's sell it. I don't know, but rap snacks. But Lil Romeo was on it. He was still 12 years old.
So. Lil Romeo, Honey Barbecue.
Romeo. You know, here's the thing. Food, I'm right. just saying, though, with Master P, Romeo I feel like anymore. Master P could really handle that career.
No, he
could. Like,
couldn't.
He could just buy you a bus.
Ask Ricky Williams.
Can you imagine? Like everybody else has got, like Chris Rock's got Bigger and Blacker, like all the different album names from the different famous comedians. Yours would be just a really gaudy neon-colored CD case with, like, pictures of tanks and explosions and, like, things flying. And it just is like,
look like
Kenny,
on,
Kenny Kynes, here and now. Like that.
Kenny Kynes not having it.
But you'd that have is. To put a grill in. Kenny. Like, you'd have to have a grill in.
Zach can't do that.
Kenny.
Oh, my goodness, dude. I think that we got your first CD, bro. You should totally do the whole meta thing with the release.
I know somebody that works for Enterprise that can get you a sweet discount on a 12-passenger van.
There I like is. How you started out with, I know somebody at Enterprise. That was your go-to.
That was
I'm,
the go-to.
I'm plugged connected. In at Enterprise. Hey, guys.
Your career is going to take off,
if you ever want to start, if you need anything from Costco, let me know. I know a manager up there, Stan. He'll help you out. Thanks, man.
So, but have you been on the road at all, like within the last year? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
you've been on the road a little bit.
I was in Chicago about 3 weeks ago. I was in Champaign, Illinois for their comedy fest.
How'd that go?
That went really well. It was during their homecoming. Every show was packed.
Who was
really
headline? Did they have a specific headliner?
No, this was actually their first year doing it. So, they had a bunch of just comics from around the area. You know, around Missouri, Illinois.
If you could open up for anybody, who would you want to open up for?
I opened up for Dave Chappelle 2 weeks ago, and I can't beat that.
You did open up for Dave Chappelle?
I'm out of the
Chappelle?
Game now. Yeah, I opened for Dave Chappelle at the pageant.
Friday, wait a second. Wait
November
a second.
November 1st.
Why did we
wait
not
a second. Wait a second. I'm confused. Because, okay, ladies and gentlemen, me and Kenny connected a few weeks ago on November 1st. We connected on November 1st.
No, that was the 31st. No,
it was the day after Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you're
it
right.
Was
I'm
the
sorry.
First.
It was.
So anyway, I come and Kenny's one of the panelists on the show. He pulls up and I go, what have you been up to? He goes, I'm pissed. I said, why are you pissed? He goes, I didn't get the phone call to open for Dave Chappelle. I missed it. And somebody else got to open up for him. So now you're here on my show.
Bobby Jaycock's a great comic.
A few weeks later. You're telling me you did open for Dave Chappelle?
All right. So
explain, sir.
All right, so as you know, Mark knows, We do another show called Sorry, Please Continue, which is a storytelling show.
And that's Mark, when we had Jeremy Helwig on the show.
Right. Mark was gracious enough to be on the show.
To come tell a really stupid story. My story was good, but it was not as good as the guy who wants to know if it's okay to have sex with a 25-year-old woman. Because he's just like, he really wants he puts a lot of time into complaining about whether he should have had sex with a 25-year-old woman. And I'm sitting there going, the whole time I'm like, yeah, dude, just nail that and put that on your checklist and call it a day. Like,
he's a very awkward dude.
He's an awkward dude. So there you go. It was a very entertaining story.
All right. So anyway,
that and the blackface dead body for the Halloween prank that Jeremy Elwick's on, I thought that was pretty entertaining. And
that
nice
was classic. Yes. That was classic. We mind a lot of
which was really funny when Kenny comes out of nowhere and he goes, so there's nobody in Kirksville at all that's questioning the random one black person that's dead in the building? Like, they don't. And I'm sitting there going, you know, he's kind of right.
The only black dude in Kirksville. And I've never been to Kirksville. I'm just assuming.
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they've ever seen one before. I think if you went down there, they'd all, like, lock their doors and...
You know, exactly.
So anyway, you were explaining this to Dave Chappelle.
All right, so I was supposed to, I got a phone call.
Yes.
I think this was Thursday.
Okay.
Late Thursday night.
The day before.
The day of that show.
Halloween was on a Friday.
Then it was the 30th then.
It was the 30th. So you got to call on the 30th.
Yeah, it was the Halloween night that I actually performed. I'm sorry. The 31st was the day I performed.
Did he perform two shows?
He did 8 shows. He was here from the 30th. To November 2nd, the Sunday, Thursday to Sunday.
At the pageant?
At the pageant.
Oh, I thought he was doing one show in and out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you did, bonus.
He was initially supposed to do 2 shows on Thursday, the 30th.
Right, he was going to do early and a late.
They sold out so quickly that they added 6 more shows.
6 more shows?
He sold them all out.
They were all...
He sold them all out.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. That's what I'm talking about. But then again, it's Dave Chappelle. This is the dude who, like, 2 years ago went up on stage in Detroit and basically explained to everybody, I don't like doing this. I don't think you guys are good people. Like, he blew up, went nuts. They booed him off the stage. And
do you remember when he had
Dave,
a show?
Just throw out a couple of your little classic bits and walk off and make that money call it a day.
When he had his show, he was doing the show. He was, you know, it was really successful and everything. And then just all of a sudden one day he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And he went to, he even talks about this in one of his interviews, like right afterwards. I just don't want to do this anymore. So he disappeared and went to Africa for like 3 months.
He talked about that too.
And then he lived on a ranch.
He lives on a farm. He lives on a farm in Ohio.
Ohio or something like that.
I mean, he's living the life, you know.
It's crazy.
Smokes weed all day.
So did you meet
him? Tips cows. you know what? I didn't really get a chance to meet him. So anyway, continuing that story. So sure. I was bummed out because I missed the call.
Right.
I didn't get the phone call until like 7 o'clock. The show was at 7:30. I'm like, this is my chance to open for...
But at this point, did they know there were
6 more shows.
What?
But I thought whoever opened up was going to open up the entire week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the entire stream
Fair
of
enough,
shows.
Because it's a different crowd each
exactly.
time. Right.
So I'm just like, not devastated, but I'm like really just...
This
you
is
know,
my shot. Outside,
this is my chance to open up, you know, for...
For a legend.
Will be a legend.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say that at this point, Dave has kind of hit legendary status. I think that he's done just enough crazy, enough success to where he can be considered
legend. He didn't set himself on fire like Richard Pryor.
Exactly. But that's when you become legend. When you freebase cocaine, set yourself on fire.
Question.
I agree.
Which is more impressive? You ready? Richard Pryor setting himself on fire on accident, okay, doing the crack pipe, or Reverend... The Reverend, what's his name? The singer.
Al Green.
Prince?
Al Green. Reverend Al Green getting the hot grits thrown on him while he's taking a nap, burning him and scalding his face to the point where it looks like he's got horrible burns for the rest of his life. Which is up there?
I hate grits, so I'm going to go with the Al Green one.
I'm going to go with Al Green, too. I mean, you're just chilling, and all of a sudden, high grits.
Angry, coked up woman just brings grits to you.
Somebody had to stop.
Not just boiling
cook
water,
those
grits.
Had to cook the grits.
Cook
you
the
know?
Grits.
That's more
what
love.
What if she actually put flavorings in it,
that's
too? Like
butter, you know what I mean?
She and really then, went out whole out.
I really want this to have a nice balance of sugar.
I want somebody to love me
and cinnamon
enough
that much to cook grits and burn my face off.
You're sleeping. Not while you're sleeping, awake exactly. Where you could dodge. No, it's just like, hey, wake up. Like, and then dump.
I make grits on your face.
No one will ever love me that much.
Just so you know, I put maple syrup.
Okay,
in there.
So Dave Chappelle is the
probably
guy.
Snoring.
So my question was, who would you want to open up for? You said you got to open for Dave. Is that the guy?
That's the guy who I wouldn't want to open up
that
for.
Is the guy.
I've never
who
seen
after
him, live.
Him. Who after him?
Who after him? Probably. That's a very good question. Dave Attell. Dave Attell is always one of my.
He's
favorite
a funny
people.
Dude.
I love
man.
Dave Attell.
Have when you ever seen his out, porn stuff?
Yeah, Dave's porn. Yeah.
Oh, Dave's porn is great, dude. Where he brings in the people as well as the original actor or actress from the porn video back in the 70s. So now they're like 70 years old, 65, 70 years old, and they're just cracking penis jokes.
Yeah, that's a shelf life, man.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
You don't want to see, like, you don't want to ever meet your hero.
Yeah.
You don't want to see that woman that you, you know.
You rubbed yourself.
Somebody
brought this up to me one time.
At 80.
Somebody brought this up to me one time, and I thought it was egregious. And I'm like, don't ever do that to me again. There are guys out there with toy tapes of porn, right? Where the people are now dead.
Yeah.
They are dead.
What do you do
in
that situation?
Some of them died
though?
In car accidents yeah. when they were 26.
Uh-huh.
Some died when they were 50, but they're dead, and you're watching them still do their thing when they were 24.
But they're alive in your heart.
Oh,
well, that's
horrible.
A way of keeping their memory alive,
people that
I think.
Have the,
I think it's respectful.
And your penis as well, I guess.
Yeah. That counts.
Would mm-hmm. that throw you off, though? Like, if you found that out, like, you're in the middle of doing something, and, like, a text message comes and goes, you know that girl in that video is dead. She died a week ago. Like, would that throw you off? Would that throw you off your game, Bobby?
For, like, 30 seconds.
For just 30 seconds? What
considering
about you,
the lifestyle, I'd be surprised if they weren't dead. You know?
All right. Fair enough.
Like, wow, look at people that are just now discovering the naked pictures of Anna Nicole Smith.
True. Oh,
that is gross.
Like 17-year-old kids are just now discovering her Playboy pictures.
I don't think the Anna Nicole Smiths of that time turn these younger boys on anymore. It's a whole different paradigm. I didn't expect that getting older, that my taste in women.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 39.
So he's the same age as me, and then
I'm the youngest of all.
You're the youngest. Okay. So all of us kind of like Bobby, you kind of got lucky because you came up in high school. In the mid-2000s, the mid-aughts.
Yeah, but some of my...
He had the internet.
Yeah, you've never rewound a porn in your life, have you?
No.
Yes, I have.
Well,
have
you? No, you have. You had DVDs.
Have
no.
you really?
I have.
You've never gone to the corner shop and stole a magazine because that's all there was.
I know. You've never, like...
I've never stole a magazine, but I have a
because remember, we used to go out of our way. We would hide those things. You had a stash. You had specific ones.
Yeah.
If you could get a hold of them back in eighth grade, that was like gold.
I used to go to college.
Now you can literally type anything.
My favorite movie as a teenager was actually on a VHS.
So you actually had to adjust the tracking.
I actually still have it.
Like, you don't remember. Like, see, what you got, like, by the time you get into it, you got Alyssa Milano and other women who are really well known, who've got like full naked lesbian scenes in movies like Sliding Doors and things like that. Like, we didn't have that. Like, seriously, if there was a movie like Emmanuel or like, what was the one with the women in the prison?
Oh, Chain Heat.
Penthouse. The prison house.
Penitentiary 1, 2, and 3.
You know, if you could catch one of those and somebody had Cinemax. Because that was like an exclusive.
Skinemax.
But that was an exclusive station. Like, yeah. Back then, you didn't have HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax. These people had HBO. These people had Cinemax. These people had TMZ. And sometimes had Show. Like, not everybody had it. So if you knew someone who had Cinemax and you could get Penitentiary 1, 2, or 3.
Or the Emmanuel series. See, I was fortunate.
Yeah. This is really messed up.
I had a rich family. We
so
had all
good.
Three.
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
You could push the button and it was 13, 14, and 15. It was Cinemax, Showtime. Because, dude, we were loaded, okay?
That's
we
nice.
Weren't at all.
That's really nice.
My sister worked for the cable company, so we got free cable.
Yeah, I think like my parents just like did a survey or something and we got it.
Yeah.
The R. Kelly video? That you know, the R. Kelly tape?
I don't like where this is going.
Please don't tell me. Please do not tell me.
I saw that on VHS.
Well, I think a lot of people saw that on VHS.
But what we're saying is by the time you really got into it.
That's actually creepy.
Not only did he have decent internet porn access, Kenny, he also had high speed internet access. There was no baud modems and like the 56K.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you didn't have to dial up. Nobody would make a phone call.
You didn't lose your internet access. So you can't sit there and act like you had a. We would have to go to the bookstore. You would either have to steal one, like hide one inside of a cracked or a mat. Like, you'd have to steal one, or you had to find somebody who was like somebody's dad. Like,
you know what?
I had the Playboy subscription and
that
steal
we found,
one.
Yeah, that oh, we yeah. found. We found it was weird because a friend of mine, I thought his dad was like pretty straight straight arrow, straight and narrow, that kind of guy, kind of, you know, I guess nerdy, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
We were in his basement, man. He had a stack of Playboys that seemed to go to the moon. It seemed like a whole room of just Playboys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But yeah, I used to attend college in mid-Missouri, and when we would go back down, you know how it is when you're going down 44.
Where'd you go?
University of Missouri, Rolla.
Okay.
And you know when you're going down there, it's like church, porn.
Sure.
Porn bookstore, adult bookstore, and like gas station. All the way down. And yeah,
yeah, there's like the big random shack off kills. To the side. But exactly. If you're from a different state, they won't let you in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I get
so
it.
I used to get them from there, man, and take them back to the, you know, the dorm and
handle your business.
Handle my business.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put them underneath the mattress.
Were you a player in college? Were you a Rolla player?
No, man. It was five.
There's a lot of smart girls there.
Yeah,
but it's mostly dudes.
It's a lot of girls trying to tell you.
A lot of coveralls too. You know,
my boy Tim Holloway went there. He played for McClure High.
Tim Holloway.
He played for McClure High School, and then he ended up going and playing for the University of Missouri, Rolla.
Yeah, I know Tim.
Good player.
Oh, I remember Tim.
Great player.
I don't know him now.
But you guys didn't go shopping for magazines together on the way back down?
No, but we went shopping for underwear.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
We touched each other.
There was nothing to do in the town. There was man,
we
shower.
I always disappoint Kenny when we get naked. That's all there is to it. I'm always a disappointment. Not saying that he does anything. I'm just saying when he sees me naked, he goes, that's just a disappointment.
You are such
a tall, big dude. I would assume that there's more there, and there's just not.
You know what else is a disappointment?
What's that?
Losing 8-7 in overtime.
Hey, shut your mouth, man. You need to shut your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on the Cube. We are presented by photo.com, FOTO.com. Get over there right now. If you go to theqnow.com on our main page, there is a photo.com advertisement. Click on that bad boy and go get yourself a free poster print. That's right. Free poster print. They have photo books, poster prints, 4x6s, 75 free 4x6s if you sign up there. Photo.com, that is where it's at. We're going to take a quick break here on the show. We'll be back with Kenny Kynes, producer Bobby, as well as the Polar Vortex, Dan Walsh, when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q. Mark Bland, joined today by comedian Kenny Kynes, as well as the Polar Vortex, Dan Walsh, and producer Bobby.
Chess.
Kind of kicking it here, talking a little Dave Chappelle, talking a little comedy, talking a little about everything. But let's get into some of the format of the show, as well as Bobby has got a game he wants us to play here in a little bit. Bobby, also open those phone lines up. Let everybody out there know where they can hit us up. Basically, this is our new listener line. That's what it is. It's the new listener line. And what you can do is you can call this line at any time, leave a message for us. And if you got some good stuff to ask us, questions, things you want to talk about, anything like that, we will definitely put you live on the air so that everybody can hear your question. And we'll try to answer those questions as well as when we're doing the show live, which is what we're doing right this exact second. We're tweeting that stuff out. We're letting people know to call in if they want to talk about Ferguson, if they want to talk about Christmas, they want to talk about bow ties, whatever they want to talk about, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We can do it. Bobby, what's that number for them?
Number is 347-974-0958. 347-974-0958.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this situation right here. Duncanville High School English teacher Vanita Hedgewood was suspended without pay this past week after she tweeted on Friday that crackers who care about her opinions on Ferguson should kill themselves. It's not clear exactly what prompted the tweet, but it is right here. Hedgewood deleted her Twitter account soon after. Duncanville Independent School District in Texas released a statement this morning regarding the incident. The district said Hedgewood will be fired. Early this morning, district officials met with Ms. Hedgewood, the teacher who stated reprehensible personal opinions on her personal social media account. The district took swift action and exercised the fullest disciplinary action allowed under the district policy. Ms. Hedgewood was replaced on suspension without pay pending discharge. Under state law, a school district's board of trustees fire staff members, and the district will pursue that action with the board soon. In the meantime, the teacher has been placed on suspension without pay pending the discharge. The district wants the community to know that the actions of this one individual does not or represent the school district. Every day, 240 Duncanville High School teachers provide a school environment that fosters academic excellence, good citizenship, and respect for others. The teachers give their life's work to shaping the future, and this one individual does not represent our staff or our district. Hedgewood's husband told WFAA this past week that there's more to the story, but would not elaborate. In the meantime, conservative Twitter is rejoicing that the racist Hedgewood is out of a job. Let's talk a little bit about this, guys.
Yeah.
Because obviously, The show emulates from the city of St. Louis, Missouri, which Ferguson is a part of the city of St. Louis, Missouri. And we all, living here as a group that's on the radio right now, we are dealing with the potential for the verdict to come down at any time. And first off, Kenny, let's talk to you a little bit, okay? You are a black comedian, okay? So obviously being black, and we've had other black individuals on the show since the Michael Brown shooting back in August.
Correct.
What's your take on Ferguson in general? Like, what's your personal feelings on this before we kind of get into all the different sides? Because kind of everybody's already heard our opinions one way or the other. So we'd love to hear yours.
Well, as a person who's been disrespected by the police numerous times.
Fair enough.
In that area, you know, North County for the most part.
Correct.
I believe this stuff has basically come to an head. This is a head. This stuff has been boiling for decades. I mean, this incident is just a reflection of how people have been treated up there for years, you know, and this could have been anything. All it had to be was just an incident to set something like this off for the most part. And this is the end result of that. You know, this isn't an isolated event, you know.
Now, before you go any further, I'm a product of the Ferguson-Florissant School District. Bobby's a product of the Ferguson-Florissant School District and lived in Ferguson for the majority of his life growing up, obviously. Dan is also from North County, went to Hazelwood Central. So we're all from that area. Grew up around there. Where are you from?
I'm from the city. I grew up in the city.
Okay.
I grew up on the west side for the most part by, Skinner to Bolivar neighborhood.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to a Catholic grade school, and then I went to an all-boys high school. So CBC.
You went to CBC.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, the public school system, I am not familiar with.
Not familiar with it. And that's fine. That's fair enough. But I think we all have been around these areas.
Yeah.
We've driven through. Now, when you made your statement earlier, you made the statement about this happens to everybody up there. Are you talking black and white? Are you just talking primarily black?
I'm talking primarily black.
Okay.
I'm sure there, like I said, it's for the most part a socioeconomic thing, but for the, it's black people who get mistreated up there, you know, and I've had incidences where it's obvious where this guy is targeting me because I'm black, you know, and I don't even like to go down that road.
Sure.
I really don't. But I mean, I've had police officers stop, let me pass, and then follow me, you know, and I think that's ridiculous.
I understand that, but as a white person, I've had that happen too to me. I mean, I've had officers where as I'm driving past, they're getting ready to turn out and they see my car, they stop, I go past, and they follow me for 5 or 6 miles down the road.
We've all been down that road. But at the same point, to Kenny's defense, like, let's not play the game of there isn't absolutely no chance whatsoever that people are racially profiled. Like, we all know that people are racially profiled. Black people profile race on whites as well as other minority groups. Whites do it to other minority groups, the other minority groups, Chinese, everybody. Everybody racially profiles and stereotypes to an extent across the board. Like, none of us are angels is what I'm trying to say. Like, there's no angels in this situation. Now, at the same point, I do have one thing that I want to say. I've been thinking a little bit about this week because I do this type of a show. We've talked about this multiple times on the show. So I get hit up constantly by people like Antonio French and other individuals who are very deep on this stuff. And I have a lot of Twitter followers. So, like, there are a lot of people that talk to me, retweet my stuff, the things that I say. And I talked about on the last show that there are people that hit me up all the time that they say, because of my stance on Ferguson, they feel that I'm racist. And I'm like, no, my stance on Ferguson has nothing to do with racism. My stance is about smart decisions versus dumb decisions. And it really doesn't matter if you're white or black or Asian or Chinese or Indian or whatever you are. Just good decisions versus bad decisions. And this is why I brought this up. Do we feel that the majority of things that happen when it comes to the police dealing with black individuals, okay, is because the police are going out of their way to go after black individuals? Or do we feel like they're just situations where this guy ran a stop sign, or maybe he didn't stop completely like he was supposed to, right? He happens to be black. They pull him over. That person immediately takes it and goes, obviously, it's because I'm black. They came after me. And up here, there happens to be a plethora of black individuals that live in this area. So that tends to be who they pull over or they go after. Your opinion on that?
I believe that, for the most part, man, if you look at the history, we all know the history of St. Louis. We know St. Louis is very segregated. city, you know, and
I want to talk about that in a minute. I do want to talk about that.
I mean, it's just that underlying current that has always been in the city for as long as I've been here. And my problem is this. I'm very apathetic. I'm just a very apathetic person.
Sure.
I have no allegiance to any political party.
Sure.
You know, I don't have any allegiance to any type of any governments. You know, I believe when I feel that people are being done wrong, I normally side with them. But I'm also very even keel for the most part. I like to get the facts.
Sure.
Before I make a decision.
You want to make an educated decision.
Before I make, I don't want to just come out here. And it's because this is what the internet has become. I don't know if you noticed this. Facebook, social media.
Lot of opinion and just spin. It's just
exactly. There's a reason why people go to journalism school. I mean, there are, and even, I'm not even going to say.
We made that point on the show specifically after the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
And then we made it again after the Michael Brown shooting, which was the whole idea that social media, let the people who went to school for this, let the guys who do this for a living like myself, the people that research and go out of their ways to do this, let them do their jobs right.
There's people who complain about the media, but social media has proved that you all can't do a better job than the actual, you can't do a better job than the actual media who have the resources and have the connections and all that. You know, so it's like you see all these situations that happen, like in the situation on Shaw recently, or about a month ago, young man that was shot.
Vonda and Myers.
Exactly. And it's like, I want to look at that situation like, hey, you know, this happened, that happened. But because of everything that happened previously, I don't think we can get the facts on any situation anymore. You know?
Also, I feel like there's a problem now that since the Michael Brown shooting and the riots that happened in Ferguson, there is this super strict eye being placed on the police that every single move that they're making is wrong. And I don't think that that's fair. Like, I feel I think that there are many things that are going down and people have their opinion of what they want it to be versus what it is. And a guy like, we'll just use Vonda and Myers first. Vonda and Myers had a gun on him. Like, he literally turned on the officer. They had a firefight. They've proven that the gun was shot multiple times, as well as the police officer's gun was shot multiple times. And there's no handprints from the police officer or any other officer that was within the area on his gun except for his.
Had that Michael Brown situation had not happened,
sure,
it probably would have been a cut and dry case. You know, there wouldn't have been that many questions. But because they botched so many things in the Ferguson situation, because it seems so much like a cover-up,
After the Michael Brown situation, there was also the guy that was shot by officers down in the city as well.
Yeah, exactly. He was
wounded. And that was like 3 days later.
Kamanje Powell?
Exactly.
Kamanje Powell, something like that. Somewhere along there.
But it's like when you see situations like that, and then you see situations like in Los Angeles where an older man set a dumpster on fire, set a trap for the police, shot at the police, but still is not shot or killed. Right?
Sure.
Colorado, young man who shot up the theater during the Batman, during the Dark Knight Returns.
The Aurora shooting.
Exactly. Yeah. Not killed, you know? And you see these violent situations where this guy was like in his 60s, walking around with a gun, brandishing a firearm.
Now, with the Aurora...
He is taken into custody.
With Aurora thing, I do need to preface the Aurora thing for one little thing here. He goes in and kills all those people in the theater. Then he went out to his car and sat there for a half an hour as the police rushed in and this, that, and the other. When they started to search the parking lot, they come up on his car. He doesn't take the guns and point them at the cops. He doesn't do anything like that. It wasn't just like, oh, there's the guy they said had orange hair. Boom, 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 and just kill him. It's, they came up on the car, drop your weapon. He drops his weapon. Like, I understand, like... You just killed 13 people.
Yeah.
You deserve to get shot and killed right now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, like, I think that that's where the disconnect. People, and I know that you were just using an example.
Yeah, these are just examples where it was like, I mean, there was another young man who was shot, you know, in Ohio recently.
We also had the
Target, was the Walmart? Yeah, he was shot was in a Walmart.
With the fake
with
gun.
With a toy gun.
With the toy gun, yeah.
You know, and they just ran in, no questions asked, and shot him. You know, and it
there was the kid here's the thing. Who had a Wii controller.
Ah, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. Once again, in both of those cases, too, we keep taking out of the fact that even with the toy gun in the Walmart, he pulled the gun out and pointed it at officers. They didn't know it was a toy gun yet.
He never pulled the gun out.
Supposedly, he pulled the gun out.
He still had it.
Right,
down
he
by
did
his
have
side.
It on the side on
he
the video.
He kind of like dropped it and was like, "Whoa, what happened?" But I mean, I understand a lot of people. I understand police are on edge. You know, I got respect for police. I know You know, you have people out here, or you have cops, you have bad cops, you're going to have dirty cops, you're going to have asshole cops, you're going to have cops with, I don't know if I can curse, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. We
you're going to have jerk cops that have a chip on their shoulder and whatever happens, you know, they're just looking for confrontation. And then you have good cops who, you know, go out and work with kids, cops that are like in their community, but you have a lot of police that aren't tied to these communities.
True.
You know, and they go out and they live in South County, or they go live somewhere else, they go live someplace else, and they come back, and it's almost as if they're trying to keep, they're almost like the caretakers of a community, if that makes sense.
Yep.
You know, they're just there to try to keep law and order, and they'll go above and beyond to try to make that happen.
I think one of the biggest problems we have right now, and why the tension is so high, you can cut it with a knife, like it's very strong.
Yeah, it's there, man. It's palpable, and it's
getting deeper. But here's the thing. Like, there is this constant outcry from the protesters and the people that are activists for the situation saying, we're being peaceful. We're peaceful protesters. Nothing's going to happen. We're not going to do anything. Nothing wrong. But then the problem is that you can point to 2 months ago where there were the same peaceful protesters. And here's the thing. Like, in many cases, I have a story here, and I want to read it. On Tuesday, Governor Jay Nixon gave a press conference about the preparations for potential protests in Ferguson in the aftermath of the grand jury's forthcoming decision on whether or not to indict police officer Darren Wilson. His words almost sounded exactly like lines of dialogue in an upcoming film about Martin Luther King. Wait a minute. Almost 50 years later, are we really having the same conversations about the intentions and rights of civil rights protesters? It kind of sounds like it. Take a look at the trailer for the movie Selma. Director Ava DuVernay's chronicle of a 3-month period in Martin Luther King's life, focusing on the 1965 civil rights marches he led from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery. If you don't feel like watching the 3-minute trailer, make a note of these two quotes. Here we go. We will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in our state. Tim Roth as Alabama Governor George Wallace. And it is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King in the movie. Okay.
Oprah Winfrey's in this movie as well.
Yeah, it's one of her movies. It's a Harpo production. Here's the thing about this. Oprah. I see the trailer. I watched the movie. Okay. And the one difference that I notice that's very, very honest to me, and I just it blows my mind when I see it, is in the 1960s, when civil rights were going down originally, okay. And we're both older men. Like, we've both been around for quite a while. You know, we've been stupid when at point in our lives, and now we're older and we've, you know.
Now I'm still stupid.
We're still stupid. Fair enough. Okay. We understand that during the 1960s, the United States was just segregated in general. There was black drinking fountains, white drinking fountains. There were laws on the books that protected whites that did not protect blacks. That was the whole point of the civil rights movement in the first place. And so when the protesters in the movie, specifically one scene that I saw in the trailer, and from many accounts that I've read in the past too, when the protesters got face to face with the police back then and they would have an interaction, the police basically would tell them, we don't give an F what you think. We just don't like you, period. Like, we're going to go out of our way. If you're going to be D-bags today, we're going to go out of our way to be D-bags back. And they would explain these things to these people directly in front of them. Okay. I don't see that happening right now with the Ferguson situation. I don't see it's a situation where the police are active as an entire unit, like the hundreds and hundreds of police across the board are all on the same page, going out of their way to be equally agitating towards the protesters and forcing them into situations. What I see is the police holding their lines in a lot of videos, standing there. There are people screaming at them, saying bad things to them. They're not talking back at all. Now, don't get me wrong. There have been a couple of videos like the guy with the gun pointing it at people and then basically tell them that I'll kill you and this thing like that. But he's one person. We have a lot of people with cell phones down in that area, guys. It's 2014. And how quick are we to take a photo or a video of something that's negative and immediately pop that up online as fast as we possibly can to show and prove one point versus the other point? We do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And with Ferguson, there's a ton of it because of Twitter and all that. I've only seen one, I think maybe two videos where there was an interaction between the police, the guy with the gun, the police officer with the gun, who was eventually fired and killed out of his job. And then another individual where they had an interaction. Other than that, I see a lot of yelling from the protesters towards the police. They're not reciprocating back, saying the kind of things that the people in the 1960s would have said. And so there just seems to be this like, well, they're pushing us too. And I go, where are they pushing you? I don't see the push.
Well, I mean, initially they were shooting tear gas at him. You know, they were shooting rubber bullets at him.
But that was in reaction,
that's
right?
The video.
That was in reaction, though, right?
No, I believe it escalated so quickly.
It wasn't like, but that's my point. It wasn't because in all the cases where tear gas was used, right, guys? And please tell me if I'm right or wrong.
The tear gas and the rubber bullets
would
show were due up. To
they
the
would
looting.
Stand they there for it. 5 or 6 hours. Before it would come to a T and tear gas started getting used and they started fighting with each
was
other.
Was it 5 or 6 hours?
Oh, yeah. They would get there like 6 o'clock.
The first
and it wouldn't be until like 9.
They have a documented video.
When they would start video.
Of whenever they started throwing the Molotov cocktails.
Right.
That's the first one that's like shown and documented, even on YouTube, as far as time. After that, the tear gas comes. I've been exposed to tear gas multiple times. I'm not saying that.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, like, it's one of those.
What's your deal, dude?
What it does is it just makes you go away.
It's like a thousand needles.
That you're dying, but it's not. You just go away. And so, I don't think that you should do it for no reason, but in that situation where buildings were getting burned, things were happening, if they want to get people out of the streets to get the chaos, not so much for them and their safety, but for the people around that aren't partaking in it, I could see why they would use the tear gas.
I can understand.
Not the rubber bullets, but the tear gas.
I can understand the protesters' point of view. If the police show up in riot gear at 6 p.m., as soon as 6 p.m. hits, you know, the news goes off, you know, Camel X News or whatever goes off on the side. Then all of a sudden they just go, all right, bell ring, round one, and they just start firing, just randomly firing. I can understand that's them going out of their way to shoot tear gas at people, agitating them, and creating chaos. It's another thing for 3 or 4 hours to go by, and then eventually to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 p.m., everybody needs to disperse and go home, warning one. Then they do it again for a second warning. Then they say, an ultimate third warning, they say, if you guys do not disperse, we will have no choice but to, and then they use it. Like, that's a different story.
But can you disperse peaceful protesters? That's
after,
my question.
After a certain amount of time, honestly, it's going to come down to this. Well, this is what a lawyer would do. The noises that they're making, they can tie that to a noise disturbance because it's after 10 p.m.
True.
So if they want to pull that card, they can. Now, if the protesters were sitting there completely quiet, they would have a case against the police officers. But at that point, everybody was, you know,
everybody's pretty
amped
up.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. if the early Americans had done that when the British said, we wouldn't have a country right now. Well, you know, at some point, you have to say, hey, listen, we believe we've been wronged, you know. Our normal channels of government, our normal channels of protest, our normal channels of trying to, you know, expose this aren't working. When people feel they don't have any other options, that's what they do. They do it all over the world. That's what they do in Egypt.
I understand exactly what you're saying because with the Gaddafi situation and all that in Egypt. But how many of these people that are there protesting do you actually think went to a city council meeting or something like that and voiced their opinion?
No, I'm not going to say every person, you know, protesting. I'm not going to say every person in that group was there for, you know, the right reasons or there had actually exercised all their options.
Had good intentions.
You know, you had people that were coming in from out of state. Most of the looters weren't even from that area. They weren't even from Ferguson. They were just taking advantage.
Well, the first two nights they were.
Yeah,
two nights of all that going down, everybody was from the St. Louis area, and everybody was from those areas.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about that, but later on, you had instigators you had a lot of, you know, Occupy New York, Occupy Wall Street people coming in that were seen in, like, Seattle, and every time there's a world, or every time there's a G8 summit, they're
ass
there.
Disturbers. You know,
that's
we
just
get
what
it.
They do.
They're crap disturbers.
Exactly.
We get it.
That's just what they do. So, I mean, that's why I was so shocked when I saw the Molotov cocktails, because that's not a St. Louis cat's M.O.,
okay. Yeah. All right.
That's the first time I've seen Molotov cocktails in St. Louis.
Now,
I will say that.
We've got another minute.
You're going a long way with a Molotov cocktail.
That took some engineering, and I bet you a white dude was behind that. They think it's sick crap.
We got 1 minute before we hit the bottom of the hour, but I do have a quick question for you. I just want to hear your honest opinion on this. As it stands now, the tension, the way it is, they come back with a verdict of not guilty or they're not going to indict him for shooting Michael Brown. Do you feel it's going to pop off in a major way, and do you think it's going to become huge, like a big, big ordeal?
What do they say?
Just your opinion.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I think something's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to be isolated to. I don't know if the entire city is going to get swallowed up in it, but I do think something's going to. If it comes back, which we already know, he's going to come back.
Sure. I think everybody knows that he's going to get off.
He's not going to get indicted. It's something's going to happen, whether it's just, like I said, whether it's going to be tied just to Ferguson, whether it's just going to be in the Florissant area, or the whole city is going to get swept up in it. I don't know. I'm a bit of a
optimist.
Not an optimist.
Oh, you're a pessimist.
I'm pessimist. A pessimist. You know, I think it's going to get dirt. Bad. I think it's going to get really bad. You know, and it's unfortunate. It really
is. Do you
think
it's going to be more?
Nobody wins in that situation.
All right, fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. Photo.com presents the Q every single week. 1380thex.com as well as 1420WINI. We're going to take a quick break here. We have Kenny Kynes, St. Louis comedian, along with Dan Walsh and producer Bobby. We'll be back on the show after this.
Boston. Ooh, baby, gonna get to you, girl.
There is absolutely no better way in the United States of America to talk about racial issues than to come back with a song by the New Kids on the Block, ladies and gentlemen.
The whitest people from Boston.
Thanks to Kenny Kynes. Kenny Kynes decided to ask for white. This song. Thank you so much.
Hey, Kevin Garnett was there.
That's okay. Incredibly white.
It balanced it out.
Super white. My goodness, Bobby. Producer Bobby, choosing the music today. I like the OPP. The OPP was dope, and then you came back with, what was it, Justin?
No, that was Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
But not one don't. Public enemy? You didn't put no Fight the Power on?
There was. Dude, we just had a serious discussion about how palpable the tension is, and you come back with Step by Step?
Yeah, I tried to put Fight the Power on one day, and Mark goes, that's not a good look for us.
No, I think we should do it.
Not in what we were talking about. Like, what we were talking about was, like, never mind. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Q. Mark Bland, producer Bobby, Dan Walsh, and our friend, comedian Kenny Kynes, has decided to join us today. By the way, where can people find you online? Where can they check out your stuff? Do you have a website or any of that?
You can find me on Facebook. My fan page is Hot Comedy with Kenny Kynes.
Okay.
I don't know why I came up with that title. So I didn't want to do comedian Kenny Kynes. This just sounds weird.
So just go to Facebook and search Hot Comedy and Kenny Kynes, or just Kenny Kynes?
Yeah, Kenny Kynes. I'm the only one on earth, so you can find me in
one that exists ever.
I'm on Twitter at steelyken.com. Not
but
that
once
com,
the verdict
at
does
steelyken.
Once the verdict does come down, do not try to attempt to get a hold of Kenny Kynes. He will be
You can get a hold of me.
He will be on his couch. Performing for the masses because it's going to be blowing up.
I told them I was going to board up my car windows.
That's going to get that bad. Messed up, dude.
It's going to get that bad.
It's going to be. It is palpable awesome. In this town. And we were talking about it before the break that, you know, we feel, and Kenny specifically feels, that, yeah, things are going to get bad. It's going to get way worse before it gets better. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You have a lot of people with their tensions. All I ask for is one, there is justice in the situation. Whether Mike Brown was shot because he deserved it, or whether Mike Brown was murdered and the guy needs to go to jail. I want justice there.
Yeah, well, that's not going
to
happen.
I want justice there. But that's the problem, though. We all want to assume that the officer was 100% in the wrong. Well, and we don't have proof of that 100%.
Here's my thing. I don't think that it's a situation where it's justice on one side. Either way, a young man was killed.
Exactly.
So I don't... If they didn't feel that the officer was 100% had the intent to slaughter him and maybe did it out of confusion or whatever, then, all right, and he shouldn't be charged for manslaughter. However, other things need to be done. This is an issue that needs to be addressed. Those cameras need to be turned on. Everything that we have found out to be a weak link in the Ferguson Police Department needs to be fixed.
Yep.
But however, either side, man, I think that a young man, regardless of what the situation was around, an unarmed young man was killed. And I don't think that even in the confusion that he deserved it by any means, I think it's just tragic either way. Now, the justice being on whether, you know, Darren Wilson did it out of intent to kill, or if he did it out of just, you know, confusion and not knowing what the hell was going on.
Right.
I mean, I still think an issue. I think either way, he needs to be dealt with on the fact that if they do feel that, okay, maybe he didn't slaughter him, but at the same time, did he completely act as a person who is paid by the government to carry a firearm and uphold justice? Did he act exactly how he was supposed to do it? And if he didn't, then that means there needs to be more training for these guys. There needs to be a lot more implemented to make sure this doesn't happen again.
That's a really good point. And that's the way I look at it. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, you have to respect what is going on, because you don't know when that's going to turn around and come on you.
Sure.
You know,
exactly.
You don't know when you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to protest something, or there's going to be an issue that you're strongly about and nobody's going to care. It's like the jackboots. You don't know when the jackboots are going to come for you, you know? And he's an agent of the law, you know? And we saw what happened down in Texas with the land. I barely pay attention to the news. And I only
are you talking about the one with the ranchers or
the
whatever?
The ranchers, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Nevada.
Nevada. It was in Nevada? Yeah. The rancher not paying his taxes, and then all of a sudden...
The Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, government was coming down on them, and all of a sudden the government is this bad entity coming down on him.
But the truth is that public areas...
And that might be cursory. That might not
even... No, you're fine. I think what's funny, we never really talked about it on the show, but what was funny about the Bundy Ranch situation is... Those were public lands, and his argument was, because they're public lands, my cows should be deserving to go out there and graze.
And that's not what public lands mean.
And the problem was is that people said, oh, but if they're your public lands, they're my public lands, and I don't want your cows on there. So now it's just that argument. It's you don't have that right, but I do have that right, and it's like there's a gray area. There's no way.
Well, in the end, how everything is fashioned, the government owns the land. As much as they want to tell you it's
sure.
yours.
Sure, and if they say, get your God.
Yeah, there's no such thing as everything. Public land. Yeah. Right. But it was just all he had to do was pay fees. Everybody was paying fees on this land to feed their... Regardless, I mean, I'm just saying you never know when... You know, it's going to be your turn.
When they're going to come after you, and you need someone to listen.
And it's like, wow, nobody's listening to me. Well, you know.
All right. Well, I've got a quick story here before we put our friend Kenny Kynes on the hot seat. And then we got a game that is coming up after that that Bobby has produced and ready for us. But insisting he was just an ordinary jihadist that found himself in the right place at the right time, new ISIS commander Nureddin Farzad attributed his recent promotion entirely to the U.S. drone strike, sources confirmed this past Monday. While I'd love to pat myself on the back for being elevated to field commander, I have to say the missiles that killed my supervisor and wounded several of my peers really paved the way for me to advance, said Farzad, conceding that while he had impressed...
Such a half-glass, you know, empty guy. Look at him. Just an optimist.
At least he's being honest.
Conceding
I wasn't good enough to get this on my own.
Conceding,
what a classy
jihadist. That while he was impressed with his superiors with his leadership to in ethnic cleansing campaigns, the strikes from the U.S. Predator drones deserved 99.9% of the credit. Sure, I've spearheaded suicide bombings in Kurdish regions, but if those airstrikes had never happened, the Sherma Council would have never even considered me. ISIS has so many exceptional fighters and natural-born leaders that there's no way I could have done this without a whole lot of luck. Farzad went on to say that he sees himself remaining in his current rank indefinitely until another drone strike occurs or the Iraqi army puts up a decent fight.
Is that from The Onion? Or is that a real article?
I don't know. Is that real?
Is that real?
Where'd you get that from?
That's an article, guys. That's all
I can say. Toastmasters. That's all I'm saying. It helps.
I think the best part of though is that he's so honest.
Look, he is very honest.
Professional development is what it's all about.
Good point.
He always be learning.
He turned it like it was like an inspirational speech. Like he was giving it to little Muslim like junior high students.
Little Muslim jihadists.
If it wasn't for
this
those
is
Americans
how up ISIS
killing
is.
My supervisor, I would be here. So just get ready. No matter what, U.S. will kill your friends and you will get better jobs. Heads up.
Online MBA is what I'm saying.
Bobby, it is time for us to do the hot seat
six
with our friend.
A, 6 hours a semester.
It's time for us to do our friend Kenny Kynes' hot seat here. Kenny, every once in a while we have a guest on the show, and we like to put them on the hot seat.
Wasn't that the hot seat?
I think Kenny's like, wait, I've been on the hot seat. Is this show started?
No. This is not the hot seat. We got five questions for you. We want you to answer them as honestly as you possibly can.
Okay.
Just to learn a little bit about Kenny Kynes. So, without any further ado.
Do you say after every question?
No, we just ask you the question, but we do have a little...
You should start. Hot seat.
Yeah, well, right? We do. Well, we have... You don't hear it because you don't have your headphones
okay.
on.
Yeah.
Because Bobby never gave you any because he's a horrible
it
producer.
It sounds really cool, though.
Just
are you going to do more sound effects? I'll give him mine.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to do more sound effects.
Do you want to hear some sound effects, Kenny?
Yeah, I'd like to hear some sound effects.
Yeah, give Kenny some headphones so he can hear these sound effects because I think that this is ridiculous.
Well, the third pair that I had broke.
Jesus, Bobby. All right, can you hear what's going on? Okay, here we go. All right, go ahead, start it up again. Number five.
Number five.
All right, Kenny Kynes, what was your dream job as a kid, and what is it now?
My dream job as a kid
was to play
professional football.
Really?
Yes.
Did you play high school football?
No, I did not. I got cut my freshman year, and I never went back.
Yeah, Michael Jordan did too. Come on, man.
No, Michael Jordan went back, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He worked hard.
And you never went back?
No, I cried on my bed for about 2 days, and then that was it.
He was CBC, though.
I know. He started his new career.
His buddy Larry Hughes is sitting next to me and goes, I'm going to play basketball when I get there next year.
Larry Hughes was a freshman, I think,
yeah,
when I was a senior.
Probably. I played against him.
Yeah.
So I was a year behind you.
So there you go.
There you go. All right. What is your dream career now? Is it comedian?
My dream career now is anything that will allow me to pay rent and have cable at the same time.
That's so nice.
That's setting standards high, Kenny.
I am not at the age where I can have dream jobs anymore.
Fair enough.
Wise men listen. Okay.
What is the what TV show had the best opening sequence in your opinion?
Best opening sequence?
You know how they had the catchy song with the opening sequence that was cool?
I'm going to put it like this. Most people probably are only familiar with the movie, but didn't know that it had a TV show. It was The Naked Gun.
You like the opening sequence of The Naked Gun?
Police Squad.
Yeah, that Police Squad was the original television
I'm gonna
show.
I'm going to say really? Fresh Prince, man. I really feel like Fresh Prince put the effort in there.
I mean, are we going house. Song or are we just going...
No, we're just going period. Yeah, like the opening.
It's Police Squad.
Police Squad. All right. Fair enough. What's the most valuable piece of advice you have been told in regards to your current profession?
My current profession? It was actually given to me last week. I opened for Roy Wood Jr.
Dave Chappelle.
Did I mention that I opened for Dave Chappelle?
I don't think you did. You should let us know. What's
ladies,
going on there?
I'm on the hot seat. So.
Okay, yeah.
No, but Roy Wood Jr., who's very funny, and he has a television show now on, I guess it's Sullivan and Son.
Yeah, I've heard TBS. Of it. Yeah. On TBS.
He said, every month, perform comedy in another city that you haven't done yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And that's a very good piece of advice.
That's one of the things I love about a local artist named Ruckapuff, who's a rapper here in St. Louis. He goes by the name of Zeus Jupiter now. Mm-hmm. But what I love about Ruck,
he's got a new name?
Yes.
Ruckapuff. He hasn't even been big long enough.
But here's the thing. What I love about Rucka is over the last 4 years, he has literally gone every other weekend to another city that he's not performed in. And that's how he's built his fan base, similar to Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
And it has worked so amazingly well for him. I think that's a great piece of advice.
But even beyond fan base, it's just keeping the stuff fresh. Because with comedy, I'm constantly trying to write jokes. But it can get very depressing saying the same jokes in front of the same people over and over again.
Number two. Name something you will miss arbitrarily when you pass away. You know, like the sky, the wind, ocean, cities, stars, whatever. Like, what thing will you miss the most about being alive, aside from being alive?
I'll put it like this. For the purposes of the radio show.
Sure. Go ahead.
It will be hiking and sunsets.
Hiking and sunsets?
You know what? Are you a big hiker?
I'm not even a big hiker.
I'm not even a big hiker, man. But
you like to go for walks and smoke a little?
No,
is that what you're trying to say?
What I'll say is this. There was... I don't go camping a lot.
Sure.
I actually tell a joke about it, but I don't go camping a lot. And I went camping about a year ago over the 4th of July. And we went to this bluff and we just like overlooked the valley. This was in Missouri.
Sure.
One of the most beautiful times I've had in my life. You know, I regret it how little I get out in the outdoors because I think that's what people need. That's where you get re-energized. That's where you...
you make a concerted effort to do it more often
now?
No,
I don't.
You need to.
No, I do need to.
It's cold out.
I say that now. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold now, but next summer, man. You need to go camping a couple times.
That's the deep Kenny, right? The deep shallow Kenny. I will miss sex in the booty.
Okay, fair enough.
Number one. You can make that a drop, too. I will miss sex in the booty.
Go ahead. Just say hot seat real quick.
Hot seat.
All right, Bobby's going to pop that in.
Also, I'm the giver, all right? I probably should clean it up.
It's only gay if you're sucking their peen, not if they suck yours, right?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Number one, what completely normal food have you never tried, and why not?
Completely normal food?
Yeah,
I don't know,
like
man.
A randomly normal food, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people in the United States that haven't tried grits because it's not popular in their region, so they just never have tried it. That's a normal food. So, like, what normal food have you never tried?
Exciting, I guess you could call this normal.
Go ahead.
Well, your name's not Kenny, and you're not on the hot seat.
No, you got some examples. I've tried it.
Like, true.
Like, I've had oxtails, my man.
What's that?
Really? I've had oxtails. My parents are from the South. I've had oxtails. I've had pretty much every food.
Okay,
normal.
Nothing.
Look at me, man. I don't miss meals a lot.
There's no meal that you've never tried.
Give me an example of some
squid.
Food.
Have you tried squid?
I've had squid. Calamari.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what to ask him. Teddy Ruxpin, you ever cut one of them open and taken a bite?
No.
Have you ever eaten an elephant alive?
Have you had bison?
Yes, I've had bison burgers. I got some really good bison burgers from Soulard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I've had basically every food.
All right, so
I'm open. You know,
this is the worst hot seat in the history of our hot seats.
I'm global. No, I haven't.
Way to screw that up, Kenny.
Kenny screwed up our hot seat.
I remember that.
Blew four
what kind of generic question is that?
Only the black guy would mess up our entirely perfect run of hot
basically
seats.
Basically every food.
Fair enough. Kenny, kind
of
thank
you. Have you had caviar?
Yes.
No, I've never had caviar.
Thank you. Never You're had welcome. Caviar?
I've never, but that's not a normal food.
That's not.
You live around a lot of Dukes?
Yeah,
that sounds expensive, man. Right. I don't know
Ladies
anybody
and gentlemen,
rocks caviar
I want to thank
Friday
Kenny
night.
Kynes for being on the hot seat today. Thank you so much, Kenny, for doing that.
Bobby, thank you, Mark.
You do have a little game you want to play before we get out of here on the show.
All right, so this is called the Q Annual Quiz Bowl.
Okay, the Q Annual Quiz Bowl. So, Quiz Bowl.
All right.
So how many questions?
I've got like 20 questions over here.
20? We can't go 20 questions.
But it's going to be the first to get four right.
The first person to get four questions right.
So, you're going to end up asking 20 questions.
Now, are these all, are these multiple choice or are they just straightforward?
I'll make them multiple choice.
You'll make them multiple choice.
Correct.
Fair
I don't
enough.
Need multiple choice.
No, that's fine. Well, for the sake of time, this will be helpful.
Because I'm balling. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So Kenny Kynes thinks he's going to take out
quiz me, quiz
Decline
boy.
Bland. Decline Bland is
Declan
not taking
Bland's
it down.
Pretty good.
Declan Bland over here. Decline.
Kenny's going to take you out.
He's
Declan.
Doing it, Decline yeah. Bland. Decline pushing him out.
Those aren't
yeah.
declines.
Those are inclines. I'm talking about if I was on the bench, though. I'm sitting, man. Come on, Kenny.
I'm trying to listen, man.
This is why you don't open for Droy Woods Jr.
You love your nickname, you'd go hard.
All right, here we go.
Hot seat.
All right, so Kevin Clash, the actor that's best known as Elmo.
Sure.
In the early 90s, played the voice of a very famous character in a movie. Did he play the voice of?
Splinter.
Captain America, Shredder, Splinter, or Leonardo?
Splinter.
He says Splinter.
I think Kenny already got Splinter.
I think Kenny got
he
that
He was
one.
On it, dude. So I'm going to go. I'm going to say
the
Kenny
answer Splinter.
It.
Yep.
All right, Kenny, look at that. Number one. He's
Kenny,
got one
man,
point.
You answered it for we are the multiple
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, we do get the
are
multiple choice.
I'm sorry.
Kenny,
I
we're doing the multiple
I'm sorry.
Choice.
I didn't mean to ruin. I'm
Give
sorry.
Us the multiple choice at least so we can each have a pick and
I
try
know,
to get a point.
You're going to beat us way too fast.
All right.
I feel like I'm on the hot seat.
According to the BBC, there are how many rooms in Buckingham Palace? 800. 775, 620, 490.
620.
I'll say 620.
I'm also going to say 620. You know what? I'm going to go 400. What was it? 425?
Yeah.
425.
You were all wrong.
800.
775.
Oh, what? All right. Next question.
What is the
And no
only,
bathroom.
What is the only state in the U.S. that has no letters in common with its state capital?
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Give us our multiple choice.
Missouri, Hawaii, California, or South Dakota.
They have no letters in common with their name.
Like it all, like
their capital.
They can't have any.
Any letters.
And you said what was the last one?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. No, that's stupid.
I would say California. I say California. You get one choice. You get one choice.
All right, I screwed up. All right, I'll stick with it.
South Dakota.
I say California.
Hawaii.
South Dakota.
Oh!
The capital of South Dakota is Pierre.
I'm thinking of Bismarck.
I thought it was Minot.
Bismarck, North Dakota. Dakota.
Yes.
That's how good I am.
1-1, tied up. These two are going toe-to-toe. Go ahead.
What was the third to last state to join the United States? Was it Hawaii, Tennessee, Arizona, or Alaska?
Alaska.
Arizona. I will say Arizona.
Arizona.
All right. I got a point, but Kenny's ahead.
Kenny's got two.
Two
Mark
to one.
Dan have one.
2-1-1.
Thanks, Splinter.
All right. let's see. How many eyes do a bee have? Does a bee have? Sorry, that was wrong. How many eyes
does a bee have?
Does a bee have?
How many
He's
eyes
dropping knowledge right now.
Does a bee have? Is it 10, 9, 5 or 7?
I'll say 9.
I'll say 10.
5.
Dan Walsh.
Whoa! 2-2. These guys are tied up. Mark Bland's getting his butt whipped over here.
I believe there is. This is
in
what
year
fixed.
Was the original Barbie doll with bendable legs sold?
Oh, hey, who?
Was it 1965, 1968, 1972, or 1980?
I'm going to go 1980.
I'll say 68.
72.
You're all wrong. 1965.
Oh, all right.
So you couldn't pose.
In the movie Back to the Future, What was the speed that the vehicle had to reach to time travel? Was it 88? Was it 90? Was it 65 or 40 miles per hour?
88.
3-3 for these two. I got two now.
What is the capital of North Korea? Hong Kong, Pyongyang, Seoul, or Jefferson City?
Pyongyang.
Okay, so these two are tied 4-4. So now we have to have sudden death between Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex, and Kenny.
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Hot seat.
All right.
Hot seat, Kenny Kynes.
Go ahead. What is the layer of the atmosphere closest to the Earth's surface? Is it the hemisphere, the hectosphere, the troposphere, or the octosphere?
Troposphere.
Okay.
Wow. Congratulations to both of you. Right. That was a very
good. We're some smart people in here, okay? Don't let me
worry this trivia off the back of bubblegum wrappers.
What is pogonology the study of? Is it the study of clowns, the study of beards, the study of beer, or the study of relationships between animals?
The study of relationships with animals.
I'm going to go with the study of beer.
And our winner, Kenny Kynes.
Hot seat, Kenny Kynes. Congratulations,
Thank
Kynes.
You, man. Do I get an award or
you
something?
You get a high five.
That was heated.
You went just crappy.
Whoa, man, jeez.
I said crappy. You didn't catch it.
Well,
now the kids
you out there.
Are going to go
Lord.
Out right now.
I'm protesting Kenny Kynes' ability to cuss on my show.
We got to get over to Walmart.
Dude,
he won in double overtime. That's dramatic fashion.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that was an amazing game. That's a good game. We should play that with our guests every single time. We should do the hot seat in that with the guests.
Okay.
I like that. Congratulations, Kenny Kynes.
Thank you very much. I feel like a winner. I feel like a champion.
Before we get out of here on the show on the queue, I want to ask you really quickly, what do you got coming up? What's going on for you?
Let's see. I believe the Wednesday, the 26th, we have another Sorry, Please Continue, which is a storytelling show that I do with Jeremy Helwig. It's a Thanksgiving-based show, alcohol. So we have some people coming down telling stories about their best drunken stories about drinking.
It's going to be really hard to get comedians to tell stories about alcohol.
People in general. St. Louis, as we know, is one of the driest cities.
Yes, driest.
Ever.
On earth. And I also have a show coming up at the Heavy Anchor on Gravois. It's Chad Wallace, who's another funny comedian.
I remember Chad.
Yeah, I know Chad. Chad's doing a showcase. With Joe Murray and a few other very funny comics.
And
so
if people
want to come down.
And if people want to catch you on Facebook, they just have to go over to...
Look up Kenny Kynes.
That's it.
You can find me on there. Hot Comedy with Kenny Kynes.
Spell Kynes for us.
K-I-N-D-S.
So,
it takes all kinds.
And what if we... Can we put a tag in for Hot Seat Kenny Kynes?
Hot Seat.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's about time for us to get out of here on the show. First off, I want to make sure you guys get over to photo.com, F-O-T-O.com. That's photo with an F. Check it out. Sign up. 75 free 4x6 prints. It could be pictures of you on stage with Dave Chappelle doing that show. It could be pictures of you doing declines in the gym. It could be pictures of you playing NHL hockey at the radio station. It could be pictures of whatever you want it to be. 75 free 4x6 prints at FOTO.com. That's photo.com. I also want to thank 1380 as well as... I want to thank WINI 1420 and 1380 The X for putting us out there every single week. Thank you so much. I'm just thinking about how the hot seat just worked out so well. Make sure you sign up for the contest section of theqnow.com for your chance to win Survivor Series tickets in St. Louis. We are giving them away, so make sure you get over to theqnow.com. We got tickets to see WWE Survivor Series. That's coming up. And Kenny Kynes, thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
I had a pleasure. Thanks for having me out.
You had a pleasure?
Yes, I did. I had a pleasure.
Okay.
That's how I do pleasures. I have
Did them. You touch yourself for that pleasure?
No,
or?
He had it in his ears.
He had a pleasure in
because
his ears.
Because he listened to himself and us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Pleasure.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Queue. Thank you so much to all of you out there. And make sure you tell your friends and loved ones about the show. That's the only way we grow. We will see you next time on The Queue.
I'm going to miss sex in the butt. I'm